I invite you to close your eyes and say out loud, I love you, my beautiful body. I love you, my beautiful body. I love you, my beautiful body. And again, just a reminder every day to give thanks and gratitude for the beautiful body that you have. And now, let us listen to what else Kryon might have to say.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'd like to start a series of four channelings. Therefore, this entire month, and the subject is going to be awareness. It's not just awareness. It's called perhaps even super awareness. And we're going to cover four subjects of awareness. And there are going to be different levels of awareness. Now, I want to explain this because levels is something hierarchical. One level is above the other, is above the other. The very word levels means above and below. It would be an indicator of a level. But this is not that way. In a multidimensional sense, the levels are a bigger way of thinking about something. So you might be on one level of awareness, and suddenly we ask you to consider something bigger. That would be another level. But it is included in what you already are aware of. There is something happening on this planet, dear ones. It's an enhancement of your consciousness and your ability to be more aware. Some of you have been more aware just in the last months that something bigger is happening on the planet. How many of you have had an awareness that God is bigger than you were told? Spirit, the creative source. That there is more than anyone has ever told you. And it's not their fault they didn't tell you. There was no super awareness of anything bigger. There is now. So the first thing we want to share with you is this. There is something happening to let you expand your consciousness to be closer to that which is the veil, or even things that are on the other side of the veil, than you've ever had before. There really, truly has been a ceiling of how far you can think. Now, you wouldn't admit this, and intellectuals would never agree. But there truly is a limit of human consciousness. Just like there is a limit to other consciousness of lower mammals. Beautiful. What a dog can think of. A dog knows about love. But they don't have a sense of self-awareness. They don't ponder their lives on the planet. You do. Because you have a bigger brain, perhaps, it's more than that. What you have is a piece of the Creator that allows you to then ponder these things of self-awareness. Self-awareness is not a product of your brain. AI will never be able to create consciousness. It'll create intelligence. Some will say AI may be self-aware someday, not to the degree that consciousness would allow it that a human has, because you are part of the creative source of spirit. You are able then to receive that which is the love of the Creator, which then will enhance your consciousness. Things are happening on the planet, allowing you to think higher, to raise that ceiling, to become closer to the other side of the veil. And the first thing of the four would be that of self. Being self-aware is one thing. Having the consciousness to reach out beyond that self-awareness and ask the question, what is my awareness of my part in the cosmos? That's more than self-aware. That's starting to ask the big questions. Who am I? Not where I belong, perhaps, in the scheme of life on Earth. Is there something bigger with myself? Can't you feel it? Honestly, can you really go to bed at night and perhaps meditate and not be aware that you have a grander purpose in the universe? That perhaps your self-awareness as a human could have a higher consciousness and ask these questions. When I'm not a human, who am I? Is there a greater awareness of self, the self that is beyond humanism, the self of the cosmos? Could it be that you have been aware of self before? A million years ago. What about 4 billion years ago? What were you doing 5 billion years ago? And that is a higher consciousness thinking of self-aware. Were you here? Here meaning right where you are in the cosmos, in the universe. What were you doing if you were? Were you here before the universe? Now there's a thought for you. This is a super awareness of you. And if some of you go to that state and you have an aha, I think I was, what do you make of that? I'll tell you that. As long as the Creator has been the Creator, as long as God has been, so have you. That's the self we're talking about. So what does all that mean, Crine? So what? So what if I can say, yes, I was there, and I was part of that, and yes, I probably watched the creation of the planet, and now I'm a human on the planet, and all these things. What if I have a bigger place in the cosmos? What does that mean to me? If you were that, it means you might have even been part of the planning of all that is. If you are part of the creative source itself, you're then part of that which was created, why it was created. That means you have a purpose of your life. That means you helped plan and create that which is you as a human. That means you're not here by accident. It means that you have a bit of magnificence, wouldn't you say? What if all this was true? Then there is a grander, greater plan. And that is also known by you. What if you are magnificent because of all these things? Wouldn't it then reframe and rewrite you? Who you are? Why you're here? What if it is not an accident at all that you, your name goes here, is here as a human being right now on the planet? Would that give you pause to think, what is that plan? Perhaps I'm here for something the Earth is going through that I never thought of before. Perhaps this, which is me, is bigger than just being self-aware. Something that AI might even create, but not the consciousness of the awareness of your part in the cosmos. What does that mean that I am, you might say? You are love. You're bigger than you ever thought you are, or could be, or were. I want you to ponder that. We're going to do more and talk about more increased awareness of things around you as the months go by. I know this is a shorter channel than usual, but it's profound. It's pointed. Who are you? Can you use a greater consciousness to see this and decide this for yourself? This is what you deserve in this new energy. And I am inviting you to go there. What you're going to find? Magnificence. I'm crying in love with you, magnificent one. Can you feel it? It's yours. And so it is.